You ready to do this podcast or what?
Yeah.
Okay. They are getting some behind the scenes thing. We have our new what's this called in the back?
Producers. Oh, the parking lot.
Parking lot's almost done.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
again, I think it's kind of cool because our landlords, you know, we moved in here and they didn't know what to expect. But the whole time they were building the studios, they kept asking us. So, like, famous people are going to really come by here? We're like, yeah. Like, Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. And I guess they didn't believe us because, like, after, like, the first 2 days of us being on the air, I think we had Craig Morgan and Kelly Pickler were our first two guests. They came to us and they were like, hey, we're going to destroy your park because we're kind of like in a basement, like behind the building. Mm-hmm. The front, you enter and you'd have to go down to get to us. But the back, it opens up to the thing. Yeah. So anyway, they're like, hey, we decided that this parking lot is kind of ghetto looking and we want to go ahead and hook you guys up and make it a little nicer so you put on a better face for the guests. In other words, so they put on a better face because it's their building and all that.
But it's going to look nice.
It's going to look great.
Hey, I have a, to change the subject real quick. So I have a kind of a weird situation, and boy, I really hope he's not listening to this because it'll be awkward. But I have a friend of mine who he goes, hey, I wanted to bring something by to you.
By the way, that's Big D talking.
Yeah, and so he brought me by, here, catch. He brought me by that. He actually brought me by two of them.
He brought you by Drink Life in a Super Mix Zija. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Nutritional supplement.
Moringa?
Oh, is he going to...
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to try to sell you these?
Yeah. But he's like, man, okay, you got
to... You take this back. I don't want it in my hand because
well, you know, he gave it to me weeks ago and I've
said,
never...
pass one on to me too?
He gave me literature and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, dude, you got to try it.
Stacey did that. She sold one of those things for a little while. And you know what? She got like five or six... Because it's like a... hers is like a pyramid type thing. So she still.
I like
has,
how you knew what it was immediately, but you didn't want to say it. So you said, "It's like a."
No, I had to think about the word. Man, the show is done. By the way, we just finished the show as we're taping this, and I'm just brain dead. It's weird how you talk for 4 hours, and then whenever it's done, you can't talk anymore. You get to this point where you're like, I can't think. Words. What words? But yeah, so Stacy did that. She was selling one of the little things, and she got like several people under her to sell for her. And now she doesn't sell it anymore because she's trying to get her physical therapy license or whatever. Or not physical therapy, but personal trainer type license. Yeah, yeah. And because one of the things they say is you cannot sell supplements as part of this training thing.
Yeah,
because
it's...
a weird little thing.
Yeah, you can come on in, Ronnie.
Come on, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie!
How is she doing with that, by the way?
She's about to take her test, so hopefully we'll be able to get somewhere. Hey, Ronnie, come over here, bud.
You can use that microphone there. We're just doing the podcast. Ronnie's here. Ronnie does he does all of our
everything. Like, we had an architect design our studios in the whole building. So we got like 3,000 something square feet or whatever. And Ronnie came in and made it happen.
Yeah.
So you're like the foreman? Is that your official superintendent? And he's the one responsible for the parking lot right now. And it's looking good.
Yes.
How much longer do we have on it?
I'm hoping it'll be done by the end of next week.
What kind of gum are you chewing?
Big Red.
Okay.
Big Red. Who chews Big Red?
He does.
He's better than smoking cigarettes.
And he's got a Big Red little hard hat and everything on.
Did you did you used to smoke cigarettes?
Smoked for 40 years.
You used to smoke and drink, and now you don't do either.
Yeah, haven't drank in 34 years.
What? 40 years to be not smoking and then to give it up, that's... How did you do it?
I thought I had a heart attack. Threw them away and haven't touched one since.
What did you have that wasn't a heart attack?
I don't know. The doctor said I didn't have a heart attack, so I don't know what it was, but it was enough to scare me.
Gas?
No, I don't know what it was.
Okay, well, the parking lot's looking great.
Well, thank you.
What did you want to ask us?
It's about the microwave shelf.
The microwave shelf is great.
So many people during the Super Bowl were like, we do this thing every year that's only been wrong one time since 1996, where we do a thing where we put the eggs in the microwave and it decides which one is the winner. Anyway... The interesting thing is that we couldn't do it this past year because of the lack of a microwave. What is the update on that?
I got to finish painting that shelf, and I don't know if you guys get the microwave or if Bill is.
We're going to buy it, I think. Okay. Right?
It should be ready by then, by tomorrow.
All right, so we'll have a microwave soon.
Yep.
I'm excited. I can start making my scrambled eggs again.
That's so nasty.
What I do is I take eggs. I'll bring eggs to work, and I'll just buy a dozen, and I'll put them in the fridge, and then I'll crack one or two open in a coffee mug, and I'll stir them up, and then I'll put it in the microwave for a couple minutes, and then come back, and I have scrambled eggs.
Is that hillbilly scrambled eggs
that
or something?
That is, and you know what? It's fine. You put a little Tabasco in, and it's perfect.
I don't like the way the texture is. Everyone's real weird about their eggs. And those textures come out. It comes off really, really foamy.
It's foamy and rubbery and in a weird. But you know what? It's eggs and it's good for you and it's a breakfast. Big red, huh?
That was a weird noise he made. You're the loudest breather, Ronnie.
4 years of smoking.
Yeah, no, it's Patrick who's the loudest breather.
I wish
he was here so y'all could have a breathe off.
No, another reason I come down here, there's sand and sheetrock up on the top floor, and that dust is getting to me.
I remember the day that they were doing that in here, and we all walked out of here.
Our eyes were like,
yeah.
It's so amazing. We should post the early on pictures of what the studio looked like, and
like a progression.
Yeah, when we first came off that elevator and the doors open,
and literally it was like the equivalent of a storage shed.
It was rough.
Yeah,
it was
real rough. Yes,
it looked like squatters were living here, and
making meth off in the corner.
And so we're like, I'm one of those. I can't visualize what something will look like.
Patrick, I'll give him credit. He was the first to see it. And then once he saw it and said, okay, once he said, here's the studio and pointed to it and just kind of made little lines on the floor, I went, okay, I see that. And then everything just kind of fell into place after that. I was like, yes, I see it now. It's looking good, man. This place is really feeling like home.
Well, you guys did a good job at saying what you wanted, because as you guys were going along, I thought you guys were nuts.
You couldn't see it either?
A plain block wall with red lights, and I just, once it's done, I think it looks great. But as you're talking, I thought you guys were nuts.
We're artists, Ronnie. You know, it's hard to understand the mind of beauty.
Ronnie, do you play Flappy Bird?
No.
Good, don't.
Is that the one you put on there that you're doing?
Yeah, I hate the game. Okay. I deleted it off my phone. Although I got a lot of people, you know, I talked about Flappy Bird on Facebook and how I absolutely hate it now. Because just when you think you're getting the hang of Flappy Bird, the little app, by the way, don't get it. Just when you think you get the hang of it, you just turn into a doofus and you can't control your little Flappy Bird.
Ronnie, his first app that he downloaded was last week. And it was the podcast app on Apple to get the podcast.
And actually, I didn't do it. Patrick did it for me.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm not on modern technology.
It still counts, though, man. It counts. You downloaded it, and it's cool. Now you got it.
Ronnie's one of those guys that's good to know because
he can do stuff.
He can do things.
We're not men. We are the wimpiest dudes ever because neither one of our dads taught us how to do stuff.
Well, my dad didn't really know how to do much of it, I don't think.
No, my dad did. But my brother was 6 years older than me. So when he needed help around the house, it was always my brother. And I was always in the way, get away, we're working. So I never learned anything. And then finally, next thing you know, I'm a grown man and I'm leaving the nest and I don't know how to do nothing.
Don't you think it's killing America?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I mean, I don't. Ronnie had to come over to the house to fix my doorknob. Do you know how demasculizing that is? Like, I might as well have
what?
Masculizing. Is that a word?
No.
Well, but for what it's worth, I enjoyed it. I mean, I just...
What is the word?
D's got a nice house, doesn't he?
Yes.
Demasculinating?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, look at the man pointing him your fingers.
I'm just saying that wasn't a word.
Skirting me.
There's actually no D in front of it. It's just emasculated.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I wish I could fix that stuff. I wish I could... I've got a freezer door handle that's broken to open out in the garage to open that freezer. I have to put my hand on the very top on the edge
and
pull it open from the seams.
My mom and dad came into town right after Thanksgiving and they stayed for an entire month. I got so much done while he was there. I had a light on the garage that was not working. Dad fixed that. Yeah. He fixed my garbage can drawer. He fixed the little Lazy Susan with the pots on it. He fixed the, I'm not kidding, this is all stuff I had that was due. He fixed the trim in between the garage door and the thing because it was leaking. Yeah. I mean, he fixed it all.
Well, all this while you're getting a mani and pedi.
I've never had a mani or pedi.
You lie.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Why are you going to sit here and lie for me?
You think these cuticles have been manicured?
You tell me you've never had your nails done?
Never. Stacy has suggested it, my wife, and I'm like, no.
I dated a girl one time. She wanted to do my nails. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know what it meant.
I think I would have done it had she not said, but you'll bleed a little bit the first time. And I'm like, nope, sorry.
Ronnie, you ever had your nails? Oh, of course you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Because he's a man.
Hey, Ronnie, you ever kissed a guy?
No, I haven't done that either.
But she was like, they take some kind of a metal object and then like a scraper looking thing and they push your, whatever that.
Your cuticle?
Yeah. You have like skin there and they push it back up in there. It's brutal. Do they do that every time? Or do they just get through it and then like they don't have to do it again?
I don't know. I will say this. Stacy was going to the same nail salon for 4 years and she went recently about 6 months ago, and she got a staph infection.
In her finger?
In her finger. Ugh. From whenever they were doing the thing. So that's the last time she went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, don't go to the pedicure, manicure places, because they don't clean their stuff the way that it should be.
I can't see and you. Can you put your little platform down?
Yeah, hold on.
I seriously.
Ronnie, did you see what I built? I built a platform, a little stage.
Yeah, look at this.
There we go.
He has to put it.
I do this, and now I'm raised about 7 inches here, so I can actually look and see over all the computer monitors.
Isn't that great?
I built this, though, on my own.
Speaking of demasculizing.
You did a darn good job.
Yeah.
Needs to be painted, but you did a darn good job.
Notice he found something wrong with it instantly. Needs to be painted.
Yeah, did you put a level on
that?
Well,
I'm gonna paint it.
We got carpeting left over.
I don't want to carpet it because because my stool has these little points in it. And if I move it around on the thing, it's going to make holes in the carpet. So whenever I go ahead and I put the stain on it, I got the Minwax and everything, the right color. It's going to be the same color as the counters, and it's going to look good. I don't know where to do it. I mean, they took my parking lot away where I was planning on doing it.
Does it feel weird to be a man and
have to stand on a 7-inch platform to see other guys?
Just to know that you're just not big enough as a man.
I have no problem with
that. You're
not
big enough.
I have no problem.
You're not big enough to do the duty.
Not tall enough. Not tall enough.
You don't have enough size.
I have no problem
to get the job done. Hey, you know what? Listen, you got to use props. I'm all about props. I don't care.
Dude, I'm not even getting into this conversation.
By the way, I'm back in it.
You're back in what?
I'm back in training.
For
life.
Oh, you're back in the gym?
I'm hardcore. I took 3 months off?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that.
How much did you gain?
35?
That's where I'm at. I gained 35
maybe more.
From about Halloween all the way in through right now, I gained like 30 pounds back.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's all like ugly fat. It's not good fat. It's the bad fat. It's belly and this jowly neck crud. So mad. And a little bit on my lower back. Right here. Look. You want to touch?
Dude, me too.
You want to touch?
Dude, Gunner started poking me the other night, like going, ha, 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 and like playing with it. I'm like, dude, stop. He's like, it's so
mushy.
Mushy.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, yeah, because it's fat, kid. Leave me alone. I'm back in it, dude. I'm hardcore.
I'm trying, man. I thought I was
to tell you,
for about.
What? I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm your pal. That Super Bowl shirt that you bought.
Yeah, it doesn't look good on me. I know.
I noticed at LaGuardia when you had to take your jacket off going through security.
Yeah.
Honestly, I turned around to look at you, and I kept going because I didn't recognize you.
Stop it.
Seriously, you shouldn't wear it because, right? Is this not offensive, right?
No, not at all. And here's the thing. When I bought it, I was thinking, because it is a very cool shirt. It's the Statue of Liberty doing the, see, and I can't even lift. Now I can't, you've given me such a complex. I can't lift my hands up to do the touchdown symbol.
Why?
Because if I do, my shirt's going to lift up and show my belly. Ready? And boom! Hey, yeah, touchdown! Yeah. There's my belly button.
Why don't you buy long shirts? I'm tall. I have to buy long shirts.
Because cool shirts aren't made in tall sizes.
Well, you know what? What's better? To have a shirt that covers your belly and it's okay, not super cool, or to have something that's super cool but you can't move your arms.
I would much rather super cool. And this is where you call me half chick, and I'm just going to say it right now. The things we do to look good. I would much rather not be able to move my arms than to wear funky shirts.
Ronnie, what kind of shirt do you wear? You wear flannel every day.
He wears manly shirts is what he wears.
I wear a flannel shirt every day.
Do you wear, sometimes we'll wear like undershirts that are compression shirts, so it kind of sucks in the fat a little bit. It's kind of like Spanx for men, but it's like workout shirts. Do you wear those?
No, I don't.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Are you, you wear whitey tighties, don't you? You don't wear boxers, do you?
No comment on either one.
Oh, dude, nobody cares. They don't know you. Just be honest.
Trust me, nobody's listening.
I wear boxer briefs. Boxer briefs are the best ever. It's the best of both worlds.
I haven't owned a pair in 40 years.
You want to see?
No.
Okay. I will say, I'll give a little trade secret away. Whenever we're up on stage, like, you know, introducing a concert, I always wear, you're talking about those compression shirts. I wear just some kind of undershirt. And it's always usually black because whenever you go, yeah, and you raise your arms, all right, trying to hype up the crowd, you don't want your belly showing from underneath at all. So I wear the little black shirt so you can lift your arms and nobody sees your belly hanging out. If they see black and a little shadow, they don't even think about it. But the first time your belly shows, they go, oh, look at this big fat belly.
That's what we have to go through, Ronnie.
That's right. We think
when
about
you're fat
stuff.
Guys, you got to think about the kind of stuff.
When you have to step up in front of 40,000 people, you don't want your big fat belly
Ronnie,
showing.
Ronnie, let me ask you a question. You said, oh, I'm fat. Let me ask you this. When you have a t-shirt, you're going to put a t-shirt on. How do you put it on?
What do you mean, how do I put it on?
Well, what's the step? What do you do?
What's the process?
Over the head, arms, and pull it down.
Wrong, skinny.
Yeah.
It's not what you do.
What I do is I put it down on the floor, and I step on it on the inside, and I stretch it a little bit, and then I put it on.
I like to put it up over my head and with my arms up through the sides,
then
right?
You pull it apart?
And you pull it apart.
Yeah.
Like and you hear a little your bit arms of to the side.
And you know when you hear that you did your job.
You hear that little.
It's easier to do it when you got the shirt on.
No, because Patrick does that. Well, no, actually, he doesn't do it enough. His gets really tight. You notice that? He's wearing really tight shirts lately.
I don't think it's the shirt getting tighter. I think it's the body filling it out a little bit more.
Yeah, and it gets
because he's got the same disease we have. Fat.
I'm back in, dude. Okay. I'm really excited.
My wife is all about trying to get me to go. I mean, dude, I told you.
Stacy lost 80?
Yeah, 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And kept it off now for almost 2 years.
Have you seen Stacy?
Yes, I have.
She looks great.
Yes, she does.
And she does it all through.
It's working out, running, and yoga, and
her diet.
Weights, and yeah. No, really, not now.
She eats whatever?
Yeah, now she eats whatever because she's working out so much that.
Yeah.
Did she go to a gym?
No, she did it all at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got to lose 70 pounds myself.
She did it all at home. I mean,
dude, Ronnie, you need to do yoga. Remember we were going to do man yoga?
Yeah.
Moga? We were going to do Moga, and something we were going to do it this year.
I wasn't doing it. I can plank for about 45 seconds, and I'm pretty much done. They have a pose called the corpse pose. I can do that one really good.
The log roll pose?
Is there a log roll pose?
I'm pretty good at that.
The corpse pose, you just lay there with your arms out on your back.
What does that do?
Nothing. Oh. It's awesome. I can do it. I can do that all day.
That's like the beginner level Moga?
Yes, I think so.
If we get a guy to come in and do Moga, he's probably going to be a little, ha-ha, but are you cool with doing it with us?
Yes, I'd love to.
We'll do it in the soundstage.
Okay.
We'll put out mats, and we'll do Moga.
I'm not doing that around you guys.
Why? You
because,
fart?
Because, no, somewhere, somehow, photos are going to pop up online. It ain't happening.
You and your you don't want to butt see me cheeks my, up in the air.
In my MOGA pants.
I'm going to start wearing
MOGA pants.
What
are they, Lulu Bells or whatever they call them?
I'm going to go into Lou Bell or whatever and start buying. I like we don't
I want some
is.
MOGA pants.
Yeah, can I get some yoga pants, please?
I need MOGA pants.
We've got to send Patrick out to go buy yoga pants. Yeah, he didn't like doing that anymore.
Because he finds it demeaning.
Yeah.
You know, when a little behind the scenes, Patrick, who's now the guru of the show, operations manager, director. Yeah, he's got 15 titles, but basically he is the end-all, go-all. When we first met him, we recruited him as our stunt guy. And then we realized after about the first year that he hates it so much because he's very smart.
Very intelligent.
And he just finds it demeaning. He's like, look, okay.
And I get it. I really do. Yeah. And I think But see, here's the thing. My point is, okay, if that's demeaning, and I have a new role, I'm the director of operations. Okay, so you won't do that, but you're going to wear sweatpants and a tight T-shirt every day? You can't have it both ways.
But nobody sees him in here.
Yeah, they do all the time. People just come by.
They gave
I'm just
him,
saying. What was the? I would like to see him. I would like to see him in at least khakis and some sort of a somewhat dressier shirt. But then it gets into, I don't want to be corporate-y, because that's the whole point of what, you know, we're not in corporate radio. Yeah. But I also, corporate does some things right.
No swishy pants?
Yeah, and he wears those swishy pants.
He wears like sweatpants that are like, they're vinyl or something,
they're,
you know?
Plastic.
And yeah, they're plastic. So when he walks, you hear, whoosh, 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 and all the girls are like, Patrick's wearing his swishy pants.
You could, seriously, you could power Manhattan with that electricity he's generating.
And he wonders why he gets shocked every time he comes. I wish he was here to defend himself. He walks up to the microphone and he'll grab the mic and he goes, bzz.
Yeah, because he's walking on two fat Transformers.
I don't want to pick on him anymore.
Yeah.
Patrick's a good guy.
He's a great guy. We love him. Patrick, we love you.
Yeah.
Because he's listening to this right now going, I hate you. I hate you, Big D and Bubba.
He's a good dude, man. I love him. Love him to pieces. All right, well, Ronnie, it was good talking to you. And the thing in there, the kitchen looks great.
Thank you.
The shelf that you made, really good.
I'm going to paint it this afternoon.
I think it's already painted.
Well, it's
that
half
little
painted.
Little bracket on the bottom.
There's a little strap, like a little
strip.
Yeah, but it's like a strap. It's like this little thing he's got to hold it there.
Oh, really?
It's like a strap, right? Isn't it kind of hold it?
I showed you it Friday when you were here.
Oh, yeah, last week. Yeah.
Plus, I'm trying to cover for me saying strap instead of strip.
I know. Dude.
Let's just go with it.
Just stop. I mean, I know. Why are you explaining something that I already know?
This is a weird podcast.
See you, Ronnie. Take care.
I can't wait to get back to normal next week when everybody's around. Bye, Ronnie.
He's a good dude.
Ronnie's a great dude.
All right. Well, another podcast down. I thought it went really well. And
next week's will be much more funny.
Listen, if you're expecting this thing to morph into more than it is, I mean,
it's behind the scenes. You get to know us a little bit better. And
this is it. It's going to be this forever.
Are you ready?
All right, Bubba, with our sign off, make sure you tell everyone about the podcast. Tell your friends and your neighbors here.
Yeah, share it on Facebook. Tell everybody. Say, hey, you got to listen to this. It's amazingly awesome.